Sit comfortably. Allow your eyes to drift closed. Take a cleansing breath. Count to four for your inhale, then another four on your exhale. Inhale, two, three, four. Exhale, two, three, four. Inhale. Exhale. On your next inhale, open your mind's eye. You find yourself drifting along the Nile once more. It is night out and cool, with a mist lying over the river and along the banks. You look up to see the sky, spotted with pinpoints of stars. Looking back to your immediate surroundings, you notice that the mist is getting thicker. It's almost as though the banks of the river are getting more and more distant. The mist is getting thick enough now that you can't see anything past the prow of your boat. Gripping the railing, you then see the form of a large bovine head emerging out of the mist. With a wink, the goddess moves at you softly. You then find yourself astride her back without ceremony. You feel her start to move, the mist blowing past you, stars coming closer. She now picks up speed. The Milky Way beneath her hoofs moves quickly, and the stars blur past. Before you, you see a particularly bright area of space. As you near, you see that they are clouds of light, with bright suns emerging from the billowing haze. It now dawns on you that Hetert Nut has taken you to a star factory, one of the many nebula where suns form and emerge over time. You know that stars are suns. Just as the Earth's sun gives life to Kemet and beyond, so too do our ancestors give us life. Looking around you, you see the forms of your beloved Aku surrounding the goddess and yourself. Never forget, you are star stuff. You have 2 minutes.
Thank you.
After a joyous reunion and bittersweet parting, you once again are carried by Hedhert Newt back to your boat anchored on the banks near Dendera. You hug her tightly before she leaps to the sky and disappears into the night.